This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're joined by Lale Serman Aran, and she is bringing us up to date on Istanbul. When you get to the airport, I don't use the word pharaonic, you know, on the scale of the pharaohs, but the airport in Istanbul, you could fit 8 of my city's airports into it.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think it has the biggest airport in Europe and the second biggest in the world.
Is it overbuilt?
To start with, that's what we thought, that it was overbuilt and it was an overkill. Yeah. But now, with the expansion of air travel through Istanbul, I see that it's meeting a need.
Yeah.
It is meeting a need.
And it is a thriving transportation hub. I didn't realize it, but there's a direct flight from Istanbul to Seattle.
Yes, there is.
Which I really enjoy.
And on some days, there are 2 flights a day.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. And all of that air traffic results in lots of commerce and energy in the streets, and you certainly get that. And something that you've reminded me is opening up is more opportunities for travelers to enjoy entertainment after dinner. What might we do to get some high culture in Istanbul?
Well, the typical tourist expectation when they come to Istanbul is to see a belly dancer or a whirling dervish. It's very stereotypical.
Yeah.
I must say, yes, they are fun and they are interesting to know about.
But in Istanbul, probably pretty touristy.
Very much touristy.
Very
I've never seen a Turkish family go and watch a belly dancer.
They're good. I mean, that's what I wanted to hear. So, yeah, if you got to see a belly dancer, it's just sort of almost oxymoronic. I would do it on YouTube. Just type in belly dancing Turkey.
It's like you going to do square dancing.
Square dancing, yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Okay, but so let's say some serious concert or opera or ballet. What might there be?
Art and culture is subsidized by state. And I'm glad it is because at a very good opera performance or a ballet performance, you can get a front row ticket for $20.
Wow. And this could be arguably the best in Turkey because Istanbul is the New York of Turkey.
Definitely. It is very easy to get tickets from the official websites, and that's what I recommend. The tickets are offered to sale 30 days before each play.
Lovely. I'm going to put that on my list.